Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we are, of course, being joined by the lovely Lady Claire. And you wanted to continue about your concerns over this planned protest rally in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
Yes, I would encourage people to perhaps do some other things that could wind up long term, giving you a much better sense of a peace of mind. And I think one of the things we all need to do is to figure out and assess where we are if things get very, very bad very quickly.
Which it appears that's going to happen, yes.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to be Mrs. Chicken Little of Santa Claus, Indiana, but have you been prepping? Have you been at least looking at costing freezers? Have you been buying adequate medication for yourself, your family, and your pets? And if the doctor gets a little freaked out, you just tell them, you know, supply chain lines are broken, and it looks like this is going to get worse. I mean, we noticed that at our big box store during our pilgrimage today. We have generally a once-a-week pilgrimage to a big box that's local. And we noticed a lot of empty spaces on the shelves.
Yes.
And what they were doing was they were fronting the shelves. So you had the illusion that they had product back there, but they didn't.
It was after the first row, it was just all empty space.
Yeah.
Yep.
So please, you know I sound like a chip CD. How antique that makes me sound. A chip CD. What's a CD? Oh, heavenly Ned.
CDs don't chip.
I know.
Okay.
But I hope that people are doing this. The other thing that I think people really need to do right now, Michael, is to figure out who the team is that you're going to pull together and around you.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your own personal Delta Force? Now, I don't mean any violence, but I mean people with whom you can collaborate, cooperate, and work. If things go very badly, people you can barter with.
Yes. People you can trade services with.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, Mike and I pretty well have our team figured out.
Yeah.
But the question is, do you? You know? And we've got to make some uncomfortable choices. And I know it's not comfortable thinking about what happens if there is some kind of a collapse that causes things to get even worse in this country. You know?
I don't see things getting better in this country anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the economic news is bad. Anyway, we've got callers on the line.
Okay.
So we're going to start taking phone calls.
Alrighty.
And we're going to start with Peter in Los Angeles. Hello,
okay.
Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Hello.
I share your extreme trepidation at this thing tomorrow, this rally in Washington. And I wanted to point out that we spoke earlier about how when the White House was assaulted a year ago in July, and scores of Secret Service agents were injured, and they evacuated the White House, and Trump and his family and the White House staff were in physical danger.
Yes.
And Milley and Esper refused to come to their aid, right? They refused to come to their aid. Then they had the January 6th situation, of course. Well, even before that, look what they did when they were called out all around the country for all the BLM and Antifa burning, beating, looting, and mayhem that they did. And nobody got held there at all.
Nope.
Nobody got held for anything. Nobody got charged with crimes. It was like a revolving door. You know, bring them in, let them immediately out. And they had a lot of backing from large organizations on the left. And then compare what was done to the January 6th people who didn't kill anybody. Matter of fact, they were killed.
They
weren't
they
armed.
Were.
And
so on. And now they're in solitary confinement. And that narrative has to continue in order for them to continue to hold these people without any sort of you know, due process.
Yes.
So, you know, they have to continue this fascist crackdown and demonization of Trump supporters, conservatives, mm-hmm. white people. You pick your pick whichever tag you want to put on them, and all of them, and that's what they're going to do. And I wouldn't go near that for anything.
I hear you, Peter. So, I hear you loud and clear.
You know, the problem is that, you know, the government can simply, you know, recruit as many volunteers or hire as many volunteers as they need to manufacture a rowdy crowd. And it's rather shameful that there are so many Americans who are willing to go along with this mm-hmm. Because of some ideology from the left.
Yeah, absolutely right, Mike, which, of course, they did for January 6th. It was absolutely chock full of agitators that were paid.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, that they didn't charge or the name wasn't on any warrant or what. Well, I can't remember the phrase of that, but like they did with the Whitmer people who, you know, they're unindicted co-conspirators, I think is what they call them.
Yeah, because so, they were all FBI informants.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They all were the people that were doing the rioting. So that's the way it works. And I wouldn't trust it for anything, guys. So very timely warning. And thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. That's it for me.
You
all right.
Too.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to go to James in Tokyo, Ohio gozaimasu. Ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. I want to talk about the COVID situation and vaccine situation in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I just want to say, come on, man, you got to stop giving that fake news on your website. You wrote that 56% of Americans only know the three branches of government. I can't believe it's that low. I think everybody knows that the three branches are the military-industrial complex, corporations, and Hollywood.
You got it right. You
yeah,
got it
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I just want to try and get through a couple stories really quick, okay?
Okay.
First, I went into a cardiovascular doctor. He's the head of the cardiovascular department at a prominent hospital in Tokyo last October. He asked me if I was going to take the jab. I said, no. I said, what about you? He said, no. I said, why? He said, because coronaviruses mutate, so there's no effective vaccination against them, and mm-hmm. I don't want to put myself at risk, you know, for something. And then comes January. I had another appointment, and he said that he had to take the jab. The hospital forced him into it. And then just kind of 2 weeks ago, I had to go and I saw him again, and he finally said, we have to do a procedure on your leg with a balloon and clear the artery, and everything will
okay.
be fixed for
yeah.
you. And I said, thank you. I said, you know, but how are you guys feeling? Like him and his specialized nurse who will do the anesthesia. Mm-hmm. He said, we're doing fine. We think the vaccine already wore off. It's been 6 months since the second jab. I said, so I'm reading in the papers that Japanese hospitals are inundated with COVID patients. And he said, no, not at all. But what we are seeing is a massive amount of young people with myocarditis and pericarditis and something
yes.
called cardiomyopathy. And I was like, what's that? He goes, that's when the muscle weakens, and that's the worst, because mm-hmm. then people need heart transplants. And a massive amount of young people with that. And then his nurse said, and we're also seeing a lot of young people, too, just with really bad coughs that go into bronchitis and lead to pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
So they're seeing quite a bit of people getting sick, I believe, from the vaccine. So that's like one thing I think, you know, maybe people in your audience might want to think about, you know, with your kids and stuff. And then I would consider myself an anti-vaxxer, but I don't really tell a lot of people about it, except mm-hmm. for my best friend here and my son's best friend. And I actually met them both at the same time. And I'm telling both of them my thing of why they shouldn't take the vaccine. But my best friend for 30 years, she was like in your case, you and Claire's case, when you wanted to see her mother. Her mother's not
yeah.
doing well. So she got a vaccine. And then my son's best friend, and he's a really cool guy. I've known him for 20 years. He's also like an actor and an action star. And he didn't listen to me, and he took the vaccine. And they were like, when I was talking to him, they were like, oh, you're crazy, you know, metal on the vaccines and all this other kind of stuff. And they both took the Moderna, and after that came out, it was found that the Moderna contained, they said it was steel, but who knows. And they both got back to me, damn, I should have listened to you. And I think a lot of people with the vaccines, it's kind of like this left-right paradigm. I mean, not in Japan, but in the U.S., because I'd have so many people like telling me to get the vaccine, and I'm telling them, no way, I'm not doing it. And, you know, my kids listened to me. They didn't do it. And, but, so my one friend from university, she says, you know, you should take it. You like working out with your kids and doing this and that. And I told her, you shouldn't. It's going to mess your menstrual cycle, and a lot of people are getting breast tumors. As soon as she took the first vaccine, she developed a lot of breast tumors, stage one cancer now, and has them taken out, and now is considering radiology and chemo. So I just think a lot of people should really research it. And finally, in my last note, I just want to give my prognosis of where I think it's all going. I don't think it's going in a good place, because I think a lot of people are going to develop, well, with the vaccines, and even without the vaccines, just common flu season, they're going to get sick, and they're going to blame it on the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
I think the U.S. is heading towards, like, Italy. You know, Biden's mandating people to get these vaccines, and people are going to lose their jobs. And, you know, Italy, you can't go anywhere, you can't work anymore without, you know, the passports. It's just becoming a very, very bad place. So I think people are going to have to either not comply or just basically move to somewhere where there's more freedom.
Now, not sure where that might be in this day and age. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the phone call and the update, and I hope you stay healthy. Okay?
Thanks a lot, Mike. You take care.
All right. Sayonara, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
My thoughts on the J6 protest. I mean, we got to think about, dude, how we got here. I mean, you know, when we have the Americans that we have, you know, who basically just went there to stand up, dude, for a stolen election. Now, I'm not saying go there, but keep your eye on it and watch and see what this government does, dude, to these people. Because in my mind, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, and I'm not going to back away from it, these people are brave. Anybody, dude, that goes to this J6 rally is brave. Because they know, dude, that they have nothing else to lose and all that stuff. And once, you know, your average conservative starts realizing, you know, that my job's in jeopardy, you know, my mortgage is in jeopardy, my food supply is in jeopardy, you know, they're going to be just like these people and all that stuff, man. I mean, nobody's, you know, I mean, when you sit here and you look, you know, at the massive immigration, dude, that is happening at our Texas border.
Yes,
I mean,
and by the
this
way,
is replacement, everybody.
Don't have to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that too. No, that's it, man. You know, to sit here and see, you know, 9,000 Haitians, you know, at the Texas border and all that stuff, man. And just to sit here and see, dude, you know, that our country, dude, caused some of the problems, dude, that had happened in Haiti. You know,
that
UN food drop, dude, that gave everybody a disease. And the Clintons, you know, sitting there stealing.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. You know, this is going to be us. I mean, we've essentially been voted out of our own country. You know, when they stole the election out of us, you know, sooner or later, you people are going to have to realize that, you know, these people that go to this rally tomorrow, you know, they're braver than you. Because, you know, you can sit here and say it's a setup and it's a trap and all that stuff. But somebody's got to sit here and right the wrong. And somebody's got to tell, you know, this government, dude, that, you know, you guys are liars. And that you guys, you know, your narrative, dude, is not real. And you know, you've lied on Trump supporters, you've lied on hardworking Americans in the asset column. You know, and we're not going to take it anymore. You know, so, you know, look at this as, what was this, the movie Braveheart, where, yes, you know, the feudal lord wants to join William Wallace, dude, but, you know, he's hesitant. And this is all of us right now. This is all of us right now. I mean, because realistically, we're watching our country just go, and we're giving it away because we're worried about our jobs. We're worried about food. We're worried about our mortgages. You know, if you're a serf and you can't afford to pay your rent, if you're a serf and you know, you don't have, you know, the ability to sit here and, you know, live as a normal American pre-Biden, pre-globalist, all of that stuff, you know, any of this stuff, then what are we doing? What are we doing? So I want to look at all these people, and I'm going to pay close attention to this, dude. And I'm gonna check, dude, you know, my intestinal fortitude, dude, because, you know, we can't sit here and let this happen anymore. I mean, yellow, you know, being a yellow coward wasn't, you know, the yellow stripe on your back, dude, it comes from, you know, the yellow stripe, dude, by your genital area, but peeing on yourself by being scared. And I'm gonna look
at
this.
That's a little colorful.
I'm going to look at this J6 protest, and I'm going to watch all these men and women, you know, possibly get swarmed upon, possibly, you know, get attacked and things like that. And I'm going to hate, dude, this government, dude, that's doing this to them. I'm hoping, dude, that every American, dude, that's at least tunes in for a second, realizes that this is them. This is Mr. and Mrs. America. They want us gone. That's why they created COVID. That's why they're in, you know, bringing the borders, you know, and not caring about it, and just letting anybody in, and letting anybody, dude, who, you know, will sit here and steal from the system, vote themselves raises. People, this is us. This is us. This is Mr. and Mrs. America. This isn't some far-right extremist group. You got to understand, the Proud Boys were here to protect us. They went, you know, to protect us. Because we were getting beat up by Antifa and yes, all that stuff, man. Mm-hmm. It was a call of action of American people unifying, dude, behind the ideals that we're going to sit here and we're going to challenge the government. We're going to challenge the fake news. We're going to challenge the slander against this president, you know, at this time. And you know, because you can't be, you know, the left thinks that they're the culture and the counterculture. And it's just not true. We're being decimated. And when you see, you know, the J6 protest, every single man and woman and person due there has more courage than any of us at this point in time. And I'm going to leave you guys with that.
All right. Well, you make a very good point there and a very good argument. as for myself, I think the American people need to decide for themselves how they're going to resist, and the best way to resist is by being dispersed from being everywhere at once, and basically not walk into what is obviously a trap being set, because in my mind that's not being brave, that's being very foolish. And I know there are brave Americans out there. And we're all fighting what's going on here individually in our own way, so that, you know, the movement cannot be taken down by simply taking out one or two leaders. This is a leaderless resistance that we are dealing with, that we're creating right now. And we're fighting it with information. We're fighting it with the truth. And again, I think we're going to see a huge propaganda operation tomorrow. We have got to take a break for commercials. We have other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone lines now to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark in North Carolina, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. You hear me?
Oh, okay. All right. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, what's on my mind is, first of all, the border. What's happening now? You know, in the beginning, I said I didn't think it was that serious. Because I thought basically a few Mexicans would be coming over, and it's getting to the point right now where a lot of Americans wouldn't mind moving to Mexico. So I didn't think too much of it. But now I see this invasion that's going on, and I realize this is an invasion.
And yes,
it's got to
it
be stopped. And obviously, the decrepit old imposter in the White House isn't going to do it. He's actually encouraging it.
Yes, so, he is.
That's, again, where I say where it comes up to the states to do something about it. And the state of Texas now is in the crosshairs. And it's time for Abbott to marshal everything he's got, National Guard, Texas Rangers, Department of Public Safety, Department of Corrections, National Guard, of course, Texas Guard, which is, separate from the actual National Guard, and any and all civilian militias, and of course sheriff's departments, and ask those sheriffs to deputize as many people as possible, put them on the border, get the people already out that came in, and defy the federal government. And that brings me to what the thing about General Milley. I believe Milley should be not only arrested for being a traitor, but for reckless endangerment, because what he did was he endangered the possibility of a Chinese first strike, because the Chinese might have gotten nervous over what he said, or they might have taken it as an encouragement, and boom, they launch nuclear missiles at us, thinking that we wouldn't be able to retaliate. That's the only reason. But I keep hearing people coming up and saying, oh, the commander-in-chief, you have to obey, you have to do this, you have to do that. Well, guess what? With this decrepit piece of crap that's in the White House now, you shouldn't have to do anything. I heard Glenn Beck, again, every once in a while I listen to this clown, because he is controlled opposition. And he was saying, yes, even in this case that Biden, you should obey because he is the president of the United States. First of all, he's not the president of the United States. He's an imposter. He's there because of a stolen election, which I wish Arizona would ever already. I know they say they would next week or something. Get this information out so people understand that there's not a legitimate government and be certified. And let's see whether this doesn't start an avalanche. But as far as defying the president of the United States, if you want to call him that, at times it's necessary. Now, if the military doesn't do it, at least other people, the states' rights, the 10th Amendment has to come in. There is no reason any state or a bunch of states should allow an invasion of this country. When the federal government doesn't want to do anything, even if they do have the jurisdiction because of immigration policies, it's time for the states to take action. As a matter of fact, other states should come to Texas' aid.
And you remember call we got from Kelly in Austin yesterday, where he was saying, you know, he's talking to some of those ranchers in Texas, and they're ready to start shooting.
Yeah, and you want to, you know, and you want to avoid that if possible, okay? Because so you put the force of the state there. So if there has to be shooting, it's done with the force of the state. So because otherwise you're going to have anarchy sooner or later. And not to mention diseases are coming over the border. You don't know who and what is coming out. So, you know, at a time like everybody's worried about COVID and stuff like that, then you can, and who God knows what kind of diseases these people might be bringing in with them, on top of everything else.
Well, so you know, one case of plague so far, scabies, HIV, and COVID. And who knows what all else. I'm waiting for somebody to come across that border carrying Ebola.
It could happen. It actually happens. Because there are people from Africa finding a way into this country too now. So, you know, God knows what's going to come in. So we got it. They got to do something. And Abbott better, you know, get on his. See, I have no doubt if Colonel Al West was now in charge, was he the governor, he would do what is necessary. He's not worried about intimidated by the federal government or anything else. He would look out for the best interest of Texas, of the people of Texas, and for the best interest of this country. Because Texas right now is the front line. They've got
to hold
the line. They've got to stop these illegals from coming in. And if necessary, they've got to forcefully get them out of the country. It's time.
I agree. Like we reported earlier in the show, Biden halted the deportation flights to Haiti. You know, simply said, we're not sending him back. He's hired a group to help illegals who've already been deported back into the country. Anyway, Mark, we're coming up on a commercial break, and so I'm going to have to let you go here. So thank you for the call, and we'll be back. We'll be back with more phone calls.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
(512) 248-8252, and we're going to go to Guy in Los Angeles. Hello, Guy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
I'm going to propose a hypothetical situation, and without laying fault on anybody. Miley, he doesn't have a pen pal in Russia to call. Okay, he doesn't have a pen pal in Russia to call. He calls China instead. I propose in my hypothetical mind that the NSA and the military know every single conversation that was made during and after the election. They have all the information. And Mike Lindell at his symposium and his packet release shows that there was a lot of scoundrelism going on, if that's a word.
Yes. It is now.
From China. And that is why he called China instead of calling Russia, because he knew that we knew, and they were shaking in their boots that the American public were going to find out and want to take action. And that's what happened. And that's why no one's talking about it. I haven't heard one person on RBN or TV or anybody asking why Miley didn't have a pen pal in Russia to call.
Well, it's an interesting point, and you know, I don't have the answer, but yeah, it begs the question, why did the head of the Joint Chiefs think that China was at risk, but Russia was not?
Exactly. And as far as all these people coming over the border, and America is a welcoming place. I'm not a liberal. I'm a midline. I call myself a Kennedy Democrat, but I'm a Republican, registered Republican.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'd rather be an independent, but it's a lot of hassle changing your status, your political status. But anyhow.
Not really. When you register to vote, they just ask you right there, what party are you? And you check the little box, and you have changed parties.
Well, I voted for the recall, and I showed up, and, you know, they had started it early. There was no crowds. Walked right into the polling station, signed in. My wife used the poll ballot place, the electronic machine. I didn't use it because I don't feel comfortable using it. I just dropped mine in the box at the polling station.
Mm-hmm.
But no one asked me, you know, because I usually drop it off or mail it in because I'm registered to mail in ballot. But and they check my signature, of course, and you hope to God it gets to where it's supposed to go. But you know, that's another conversation altogether. But
well, you know, we had that story earlier in the show where some 350,000 ballots in the recall have gone missing.
That's true. I think he gave up too early. I think he should have fucking. This is part of my language. I think he should have asked.
Please don't curse on this here radio.
I think he should have asked for a recall to make sure that people voted that were legally entitled to vote.
Yeah, that election should be audited. There's no question about it. Maybe if the next week's release of the Maricopa report is what we all think it is, maybe some people in California are going to stand up and say, we want the recall election audited.
I just want to know why Miley doesn't have a pen pal in Russia. And it's getting back to
that's a good question, and I do not have an answer for you.
Getting back to the people coming in here is, I think, as long as they're good people and they've been vetted, I have no problem with them coming in. That's the problem right now. There's nobody getting vetted. That's the problem.
Well, there is a legal way for people to come to this country and become citizens. And for those who've gone through that process, you know, welcome. I'm sorry, we're probably a tremendous disappointment to you after all the propaganda you've heard about this country. The problem is all of these folks who seem to think they have a right to step over our border. And I imagine that everybody who did go through the proper procedure to become a citizen is pretty angry right now at the way the White House is simply saying, come on in, we're going to give you amnesty, you're going to get all the free goodies, and, you know, it's out of control. I mean, I have no objections to people immigrating to this country as long as it's done through the proper process. But this total open border attitude, it is a disaster for the country, for the working man, for our economy. I mean, all of these illegal immigrants, 3.1 million this year alone, they are a strain on resources. It's one of the reasons why, you know, they're having droughts out west is because the water infrastructure has not been enlarged to deal with this booming population. And,
well, they were letting a lot of water out of the reservoirs anyhow to save these little minnow fish, you know.
So I remember that story too.
And then you had that one dam that almost broke in Northern California, and then all of a sudden now it doesn't have any water in it. What happened to all the water that was in there when they were getting ready to break, and they had to go in and do all the infrastructure repairs? What happened to all that water? So it probably went someplace else.
I mean, you know, the problem with the weather patterns right now is it's dropping rain on places that don't need it and not dropping rain on the places that do need it.
Well, I know about rain. I had a microburst over my yard. It dumped 6 or 7 feet of mud in my front yard. But that's another story I could tell you about. But you got other callers. I just want to know why Miley doesn't have a pen pal in Russia. That's what I want to know. And when did he know, and how did he know, and why didn't the packets that were that were given in the symposium of Mike Lindell, why didn't that have any effect to ask the dreaded question, was China involved in overturning our elections? That's it. Have a good day,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, well, I don't think China was involved very much. I think it was just the Democrats because, you know, China is way over there in China. And, you know, they couldn't go around opening up mailboxes to steal ballots. The vote theft is, you know, pretty much a domestic operation here. Anyway, thank you for the phone call here. And we're going to go to John in California. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hi, Claire. It's so good to have you back on again.
Thank you.
But first off is the pandemic. Again, I've said this again and again. I've had it vaxxed. I've kept my health up the best I can with help of doctors and practitioners, some of them from RBN I've known, and others who helped me keep my immune system up. That's the best thing I know. I know it's, I've had family, my own wife's vaccinated. She doesn't, she was obligated me to get it, and she's kind of backed off a little bit, understanding what's going on. We've had talks, but still, she stays at home. She's got stuff to do and a hobbies there, but she won't get up, get out, get some exercise. It concerns me more. The stress is on my family, not myself.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, what it's going to come down to, Mike, it's just somebody's going to die first, whether it's the people don't vax or the others. Get real sick and die. And I know there are people who have been vaxxed. They may go for years. We don't know why. There's just something in their immune must be helping them along, or maybe something in the vax will just hold on and keep them going for a while. That's the problem. It's not going to happen in, you know, 3-6 months. Some people have died. Some people have gotten deathly ill. That's a concern. Who's going to go first? You know, whether, you know, and after that you laugh and goes, okay, yeah, I told you so. Look, he says, I'm doing the best I can do for myself. You got to think about this. Like I said, if you're just going to stay at home, okay, you might last, you might not. So that's where it goes with me and you know, how long this is going to go without. As far as the recall election, and I had a feeling this was going to come up with the vote by mail. A lot of this, where we live, I couldn't find a polling place in the area. And I've been a poll worker since I retired a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, couldn't. So, okay, we voted by mail. And, yeah, how much of that has been compromised? Don't know. Yeah, we always heard the stories about people, you know, keeping votes out, stealing votes, submitting others, you know, and it takes enough people to say enough is enough. We need to have this audited, recalled, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as far as General, forgot his name now, the
really?
Chief of Staff.
Yeah,
you know, not surprising that's could happen. They plant these guys in here, and like I said, you don't get the other side of the story. With the mainstream, like I'm glad I've got stuff like American Free Press, the Barnes Review, RBN, and all those other things that no matter, people have their own opinions, but they're all going in kind of the same direction. You know, something's wrong, and we got to have this. So it's up to people, and thank God to you and John, Stad Miller, and all that. It keeps us informed. So that's all I could talk forever. Nice hear from Marco. I thought he stopped calling because he was discussing what was going on, but good to hear talking a little bit again. Other than that, you know, keep going. You know, that's all it is. You got to keep what you know. Keep yourself
we'll just
informed.
Get,
I know
we'll,
a lot of my family's
we'll keep on
not.
Keeping on.
I said, you're going to pay for it. Anyway, thanks a lot to both of you. Keep going.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you for the phone call. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just want to tell you that, well, first of all, yeah, Ambrose Bierce had something to say about one of the seven deadly sins, specifically pride. And mm-hmm. I know I suffer from that sin if you want to call it, but being an atheist, I don't think you believe in sin.
Yeah, I do. I've done enough of it.
Anyway, what I really wanted to say is, you know, I hear you talking about your vaccine regret and, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. And I truly am sorry, and I am, you know, with my own situation with the shingles and so on and so forth. I realize I can't just lay down and let it, you know, or let the doctor take care of me or anything. I've got to fight it myself.
Yes.
I graduated Phi Beta Kappa after 2 years working in oil fields, in spite of being a high school dropout. But anyway, I don't want to go off on a limb there. But truly, you and I do. Well, let me just say this to bring some a little joy in your life. I did send you that flash drive. I hope nothing happens to it. It should be arriving.
I got it. It was a little corrupted, but I was able to repair it. And thank you for the movies, and thank you for those other files.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess to sign off here, I think if you get yourself some borax and put some powdered sugar on it and try it out, I'm sure it's going to help you.
I think you may be confusing borax with boron, and I got quite a few emails about that after your last phone call.
Well, it is the same thing, Mike.
No, boron is an element. Borax is a chemical mixture.
Well, the stuff that I've been eating, and you confirmed yesterday, is out there, is food-grade borax, okay? Well, you can call it boron if you want, but borax is what I'm talking about, and it'll okay. chelate fluoride, and it'll also chelate what I was talking about, bromine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a big problem that bromine, another word for one of the compounds of bromine is that PFAS, that fire retardant PFAS.
Yeah, and that one's causing a lot of health problems for firefighters. You know, I think there's a major lawsuit going on about that right now. Anyway, Joe, thank you very much for the update. Thank you for the flash drive full of goodies. And we're going to let you go now. And get on back to some news and some words from Claire. And we do have open lines, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news here, Google has now banned pro-life organization ads across the platform, essentially wiping pro-life from the internet. And it's another example of how these social media companies have way too much power. Now, the good news is, we reported earlier in the week, Texas passed a law making it basically an actionable offense for social media to ban you based on your political views. And if you live in Texas and you get censored by Google or Twitter or YouTube for political content, you can now sue them. And I encourage people to do so. Education is really in a terrible situation. Over in Ohio, the mayor of this one town, Craig Schubert, basically got hold of what was being taught to these students in the school. He showed it to a judge who said, yeah, this meets the legal definition of child porn. And so the mayor went to the school board and said, either you will resign or you will be charged for distributing child porn. And I'm in agreement with that. Down in Texas, there's a video showing a mother tearing into their local school board over sexually explicit content, which basically seems to encourage pedophilia and homosexuality. And again, what are they trying to do to our children? And they're doing it to kids who are really too young to understand what sex is, who really don't, they're not done dealing with their own maturing process. And they're being brainwashed by all this leftist drag queen story hour kind of crud. And I'd use a stronger word, but this is radio. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of the program on this Powhana Friday. And Claire, you have a couple of things you want to share with us.
I think looking and going forward, there are two things that are very important. One is learning how to be as completely self-reliant as you can. Learning how to do things maybe our grandmothers learned how to do, preserving food. either dehydrating. Like
drive my grandfather away?
No. Preserving food.
Yes.
Canning.
Yep.
And everyone has someone in their community who remembers and can kind of walk you through jarring or canning.
Actually, there are a lot of videos on YouTube about these basic prepping skills, how to prep food, how to make it last longer, how to, field dress a deer and all that icky stuff.
Well, the other thing I was saying is that if you live in a state where hunting is possible, learn to do this. Mm-hmm. Go with an experienced woodsman because with the supply chain problem that we're seeing, we may fall short on some of those nicely attractive hunks of meat in, plastic wrap.
Yeah, little white tray and a little plastic wrap. It didn't start out that way.
No.
It started out with a critter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I belong to PETA, People Eating Tasty Animals. Okay, just so you know.
Thank you. All right.
Anything else? All right.
I think that's it.
Okay. Getting on back to the craziness in education. Over in Virginia, there's a high school teacher who basically provoked an outrage posting a TikTok video in which he argues that expecting students to behave, follow directions, and sit quietly is the definition of white supremacy, and there are now demands that he be fired.
Yeah.
I certainly agree with that one. Over in Portland, this teacher has removed the stars and stripes from her classroom in protest over the banning of Pride and Black Lives Matter flags and declared Old Glory a symbol of violence. Well, I'm not sure I could argue against that last one, but I am a believer in flying the flag of the United States, not because I support the government, but because I support the people, the American people.
Amen.
And that flag is our symbol,
yes,
not the symbol of the government.
Right.
And finally, this is getting a little weird. There was a math teacher at a Missouri prep school was posting conservative content on Facebook, and apparently some liberal colleagues who saw that pressured the school into firing this teacher just for being conservative. I mean, cancel culture is alive and well in the heartland.
Yep.
And we're almost at the end of the show. We're keeping an eye on the La Cumbre Viejo volcano in the Canary Islands on the island of La Palma, and obviously a concern there. If it blows, it could become an even bigger problem than the army worms. Okay, we're at the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a safe and fun weekend. We'll see you Monday. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you